There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, this study comes, and this headline comes as no shock to us. But we have one headline, healthcare. Underinsured population has doubled in 10 years, and 31 million are not adequately protected. According to David Blumenthal, president of the Commonwealth Fund, someone who is underinsured has health insurance, but the coverage does not protect against high health costs relative to income. And this is exactly the problem I've been seeing as a doctor, not only with my patients, but personally, my own family. They say healthcare deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses are so high for nearly one-fourth of the insured population that they are basically considered underinsured, according to a new study from the Commonwealth Fund. This health insurance survey found that 31 million of us are not adequately protected against the high healthcare costs. This number has doubled since 2003. So, it's a 22-page report. It identified rising deductibles as the biggest problem for those considered underinsured. And this has been an issue under Obamacare. They say the steady growth in the proliferation and size of deductibles threatens to increase underinsurance in the years ahead. Now, a lot of people are paying into the system, which is what it was designed for. Okay? You put money into this healthcare system, but people are not getting it out. You know, my family looked at the bills that my mother-in-law accrued with her cancer diagnosis, and they looked at what the insurance actually paid out, and they told me that her premiums were higher than what the insurance actually paid out, and she was a cancer patient. So many of you are thinking the doctors and the hospitals are getting the money. No, we're not. I know you're paying your premiums. I know they're going to the company. The company claims they're paying the doctor. You get an EOB, an explanation of benefits, saying you owe $100 or $200 or $5,000, et cetera, for deductible or copay or out-of-pocket costs. The doctor gets a nice big check that says zero, or if we do get something, it's far and few between as it was in the past. So we really have an issue here. The report also mentions that high out-of-pocket costs associated with the lowest quality health insurance plans dissuades policyholders from seeing the doctor if they're hurt or injured. That's a big thing. I got patients that are like, Dahlia, I know I need to come in or I know I need to get this tumor looked at. I have a lady walking around with a big, huge thyroid mass. And I sent her to the endocrinologist, and I sent her to the ENT. Let's get this biopsy. Let's get it removed. I can't. My deductible's too high. She's paying all these premiums each month for an insurance she can't use. They say half of underinsured respondents say 41% of have deductibles of $1,000 or higher and medical bills totaling $4,000 or more. My deductible is $7,500 per person, family total of $11,500. You think I'm going to finally get my hysterectomy? Oh, no. I'm going to put that sucker off. They say the financial and health insecurity that comes from being underinsured is substantial and puts people's health and well-being at risk. If health insurance costs continue to be shifted to consumers at these rates we've seen, the problem will likely grow. So, of course, a lot of issues with the Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act because health care is not affordable. And this was something we predicted. It's a no-brainer. But here's the problem. Okay, just telling each other, yeah, we were right. That's not solving the problem. That's not making us feel any better. I got sick patients, and I need them to get stuff done. I had a pregnant woman that I saw this week. She's like, how much is this going to cost me to do blood work for my pregnancy? And I'm like, well, isn't your insurance supposed to cover it? Don't you have insurance? I don't know. I don't know what my insurance covers anymore. You know, I was talking to somebody else. He's a very, very well-read, very, very highly educated person. And he said when he was trying to go through the different Medicare plans and the different insurances, et cetera, and, I mean, he has multiple degrees. I mean, so his reading level, remember, the Affordable Health Care Act said we were supposed to be reading level, fifth grade reading level and above, right? Or ninth grade reading level or 10th grade reading level. I have to double check. But it's supposed to be, you know, easy reading level for all of us. With his college degrees and his professionalism, he didn't understand and know what the hell was going on and had to hire somebody to help sift through what the hell plans he was, you know, getting. And this is a problem because that means we all are buying something we don't understand. We're putting money into a system, and we're putting a lot of money into the system. You guys all know what my premiums cost for the family. We can't afford that. I mean, it's twice the amount of my first apartment. I mean, this is bad. So we have 31 million not adequately protected. So when they say, yeah, we got 30 million people insured, how many of them have real good insurance? Now, what about the Medicaid? Well, we added millions to the Medicaid pool. And for those people that didn't have any health insurance and they got Medicaid, it's a godsend. And I was definitely an advocate for expanding Medicaid. Assuming we did it slowly so states could somehow handle the cost of the expansion of Medicaid. But the big complaint I have for Medicaid patients is there's weeks wait to get in with a Medicaid doctor and nobody takes Medicaid. Yeah, there's doctors that take Medicaid, but you're right. Okay, it's going to be a longer wait. So you have Medicaid, you have insurance. Are you getting access? No. So we haven't solved anything. But just talking about it, patting ourselves on the back, saying, yeah, we were right, that's not helping. What do we need to do to fix this, and can we fix it? You know, repealing Obamacare, yeah, that's nice, and it's a great talking point, but I think the damage is so far done that I don't know what we need to do, okay? And I don't know why these premiums are high. Didn't California evaluate Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield's premiums, and they were supposed to be a transparency on why they're so high, and when they were audited, they were like, no, they're right. Something's wrong. Something's messed up here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I received an email a while back on how they're not the listener is not making enough money to pay their medical copays and medical bills, etc. And why that wasn't budgeted better by the government. What is he supposed to do? Why aren't doctors lowering their rates? If doctors would lower their rates, maybe healthcare would be cheaper. That's interesting. You know, I mean, you know, if you obviously can't get the government or get the insurance companies to do something right, it's a lot easier to access your doctor, saying them to charge you less. But as you could see, you know, what are doctors doing when they can't make enough money to pay their bills? They're just closing down. So, yeah, doctors can every now and then give you cash discounts and things like that. But one thing that the government is trying to do, and some governments and city governments, is a push for raising minimum wage. And there's definite pros and cons to that. So we heard a couple days ago that L.A., Los Angeles, is lifting its minimum wage from $9 an hour to $15 an hour. It's a huge, huge hike from an economic standpoint, right? And I say that because you have to be very, very careful whenever you do cannonballs in a little pond, okay? And that's an economic cannonball. I understand I'm a doctor. I understand I own a business, etc. I am not a an economist, but I think we all can kind of see the writing on the wall with this one. This could be pretty scary for many. So here, the second largest city, okay, in the country is going to up their minimum wage from $9 an hour to $15 an hour by 2020. So it's going to be over a 5-year period. The city council passed a 14-1 vote, and it comes as workers across the country are rallying for higher wages. Several large companies like Facebook and Walmart have already moved to raise their lowest wages to higher. Several other cities, including San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, Oakland, California, have already approved increases. Dozens more are doing the same. In 2014, Alaska and South Dakota also raised their state-level minimum wages. All right, now, upping it by 50%, all right, is going to be a huge concern. And this is why. I want you guys making more money. The more money that you guys make, the more money we all make, okay, the better. The more money we put into the system, etc. The problem is this, this you making more money depends on what the employer is going to dole out of his pocket. And if your employer is going to find this jump too steep for all 20 employees or all 100 employees, and he has to fit a budget, that means X amount of you may be fired. And I'm a little bit nervous about a 50% jump in 5 years, because does that mean we're going to have a 50% unemployment? Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But I definitely foresee unemployment. And I don't want us to be back in another situation where we have more unemployed workers. We need people working. Working people feed their kids. Working people are happy. They're healthier. And working people pay taxes. The other thing I am extremely nervous about is we're hearing how fast food chains could hire robots and machines to make the burgers if they cannot afford the wage hikes. Now, many of you have already seen, and it doesn't really affect us directly, how trying to buy fast food is now becoming extremely expensive. You're starting to spend $30-$40 a pop buying fast food for your families. Well, that's because once, you know, wages go up, price points go up. And I'm not saying I want you to buy fast food, so some of us are like, all right, well, great. You know, you'll have to go to a store and buy groceries, etc. But, again, it all affects the economy. So here we are with $15 an hour. Now, $15 an hour is going to be nice. True. Okay. A lot of it's still going to get taxed. Okay, you know, your payroll taxes, your FICA, okay? So your taxes are going to go up, but you will be taking home money. It's a huge, huge step. And I think on one end, considering the price point of restaurants and groceries now, you can't do it on $6 an hour, $7 an hour, $9 an hour. It does need to go up. The problem I have is the timing, okay? All right, we are just trying to get out of this recession we were in. Many places are definitely seeing a nice little boost in home prices, in commercial real estate, in retail. There's been some really, really interesting economic news coming out, even though there's so many areas where there's issues. And the current minimum wage, let's say in New York right now, is $8.75. Okay. All right, then it's going to go to maybe $9 by 2015. Imagine if they have to all of a sudden jump it up to $15 an hour. Okay, now at least California is going to try to spread this out over 5 years. However, just the news of this may actually start giving, you know, these retailers ideas to, well, maybe we don't want to set up our main headquarters in Los Angeles. Now, I live in Nevada. So when I heard this news, I was like, oh, hallelujah. Okay, that means we're going to have a lot of retailers come to Nevada, and they're going to have their headquarters here if they are trying to go a year or two without having to double everybody's rate. But it's going to happen. And I think we all need to be prepared that minimum wage is going to go up. Nobody could afford anything anymore. But you see the cycle. Prices are going to go up because everybody is anticipating that they're going to have to pay more for each worker, not only minimum wage, but health care. And then more taxes. So it's a vicious cycle. The more you make, the more employer has to pay on a variety of counts. So be prepared that there may be less jobs available. You need to start making yourself marketable. If you don't know another language and you're in a city where Spanish is very frequently used, you better start brushing up on some Spanish and learning it to the best that you can so you can at least not have that as a hit against you when you're hiring. If there was any education that you didn't finish, finish it. Get your GED. Finish getting that degree, etc. If you have certain talents, make sure that's well known. Make sure you hone them and finally tune them. And make sure you're marketable. Because in the next few years, employers are going to be very, very picky. The other thing we need to be prepared for is price points going up in inflation. So, you know, anything that you could learn in terms of how to, you know, save money for the future, different ways to eat, different ways to for entertainment, etc., learn how to do that. You know, Netflix is brilliant. Netflix has allowed people to save a crap load of money on entertainment. Even my husband and I, we couldn't wait to get home and watch, you know, 24 or Sons of Anarchy or whatever was on Netflix. But I worry as a doctor because now you have more people that are going to stay home. You know, are they going to go outside and go to the fair and, you know, walk around and go and get some ice cream and whatever? No, no, no. They're going to sit and watch TV because it's cheaper. You're going to see a lot more homebodies. Gas prices are still up. People aren't going to want to use their gas. They're not going to want to use their car as much. Staying indoors is going to be cheaper. You're going to see a lot more pizza sales. We see a lot more Mexican food because people think it's a little fresher. Thank God pizza hasn't raised their prices to the degree that I've seen other fast food. But this is what the next 5 years is going to be. A lot more home bodies, a lot more inflation, and a lot less jobs out there. And so we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One issue that I'm seeing, I live in Las Vegas, but one issue we're seeing is, remember we talked about how once FMLA started, the secret was out, everybody was getting FMLA with work? Well, another issue that we're seeing in some of the casinos is many people don't want to work graveyard, and we're going to be talking about a study that came out about graveyard again, putting people at risk for cancer. Well, one thing we're starting to see where I live is a lot of people don't want to work graveyard. Now, I live in a 24-hour town, so we need all workers, and we need a variety. But what we're finding is people that are getting the jobs are luckily having protection that doesn't force them to work a shift that they don't want to work. So good, because as a doctor, I don't want you guys working graveyard if you don't have to. But from an economy standpoint, how are we going to staff graveyard if you have 24-hour businesses, urgent cares, hospitals, etc.? And so that's something we're going to be kind of exploring and talking about in later shows as we're fighting for a very small window of jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is, again, a no-brainer. We talked about this on the show. Shift work hurts your health. They say workers who work outside the typical 9-to-5 schedule. I've never had a job 9-to-5. I don't really understand. I know there was a song in the 70s about it, but really, or in the 80s. But they have higher risk of developing health issues like obesity, metabolic disorders, diabetes, and sleep problems, according to a team of researchers from the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in Madison. So results of the study revealed that shift workers were more than 10% more likely to be overweight. In addition, they were 7% more likely to experience sleep disorder and about 10% more likely to have to get insufficient sleep. According to the study, the shift employees were also more likely to experience excessive wake-up, wake-time sleepiness than workers who had conventional schedules. Now, remember there was a study years ago saying that people that have shift work are more prone to breast cancer. That scared a hell of a lot of us. And I was talking to one of my patients who is a part of a union where she works. And she has issues where I demand that she get sleep. And she doesn't sleep well when she does shift work. She comes back, she sleeps for a couple hours, the light's coming into the house, even though she has blackout curtains, etc. So I wrote her a note saying, look, you know, I would prefer she has a shift during the day so she gets to sleep at night. And like we talked about in the previous segment, unfortunately, the secret's out, and everybody's asking for something like that. You know, years ago when FMLA started, the Family Medical Leave Act, even though it started before that, years ago is when I noticed when I was practicing, maybe once every few months, somebody said, look, I need to apply for FMLA. I have a chronic condition. I had a heart attack. I was in a car accident. I needed to have back surgery. So we filled it out. We went into great detail about the chronic condition, which made no sense to me because of HIPAA, but barely on the FMLA. You're supposed to talk about the medical facts. Doesn't make sense, but that's just part of the hypocrisy that we have in this country. But it was kind of far and few between, which means if somebody brought me FMLA, it was a real deep, deep medical issue, and they were fighting to keep their job. All right. Well, secret came out, and I probably fill out FMLA forms now, probably 3 a day. And now a lot of jobs are making them reapply every 6 months. So, unfortunately, the secret's out. Everybody's applying for FMLA, and chronic conditions now are not just amputations or surgery or heart disease or pregnancy, but migraine, anxiety, asthma, irritable bowel, and these are issues. These are issues that cause you to call in to work. They are medical issues. Were they the same issues that FMLA originally anticipated? Maybe not. But now you have everybody on FMLA. And what I'm hearing in some of these places of work, there's been some nights where there were so many people on FMLA that there was no staff. And as a consumer, I see this sometimes. I know. I can tell when somebody's understaffed. I used to wait tables. I used to do cocktails. So I know. I could tell. And you're like, oh, gosh. So, obviously, now you got the supervisor and you got management stress because it's on them to make sure they have staff. But then something else is happening, okay? Certain rules in the union will protect you from working a shift you don't want to work. Well, the big question is since nobody really wants to work graveyard, there's very few who do, how do you staff? Now, graveyard shift used to be a hot ticket item. If, A, you were one of very few workers, so you basically made a lot more in tips, right? If not a lot of people were graveyard, I loved working the late shift sometimes in restaurants because if there were less people, if I had to close, I made more in tips because I was the last one there. Give me the floor. Fine by me. However, I still got to go home at 12:01. When you do graveyard, it's a difficult shift. Okay, I get that. And so in the olden days, all right, you know, you wanted a job, you would pick up the graveyard shift. Wasn't the best job, but it was money. You could feed your family. You had a job. With this study coming out, among many studies saying people who work graveyard unhealthy, if you're a part of a union that protects you against that, and that's good that unions protect you, now we have businesses that don't have graveyard workers. Now, how could the business react? Well, they could just close down overnight. Okay? I mean, our casinos are supposed to stay open, you know, 24/7, but all right. So we start to make them, all right, well, we're closing the city down at 11, like a lot of other cities do. That could be an absolute mess from an economy standpoint and from a tourism standpoint. I mean, many of you guys want to, at 2 in the morning, go and get a hamburger. Or you want to be able to go to the drugstore at 2 in the morning. Your kid is sick. So there's a 24-hour market that's growing. We just don't have enough people that want to work those shifts. And now, in light of these ships possibly putting you at risk for health issues, we're going to have less that want those ships. So it's something I, as a doctor, is watching closely, because I'm trying to get people out of that that very kind of harmful schedule of not getting to sleep and get your full 7 to 9 hours. But it's tough. You know, everything comes back to the economy. Everything does. I could sit here and talk about medicine and talk about prostates. And, you know, I told you guys about the study where the more you climax, the less prostate cancer risk you have. But again, it all comes down to economy. Right? If you're so busy trying to decrease your prostate cancer risk, you're not showing up to work, are you? Huh. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're going to put puppy dogs to work. There are service dogs that can detect incoming seizures and alert the person's family regarding the impending attack. Alyssa houses a child that has seizures. And she started losing her sight, suffering seizure attacks when she was only 4 years old. Her grandmother watched over her nightly to monitor the seizures, but then she got this golden retriever. And this golden retriever is so cute. He's trained as a service dog. His name is Flint. Flint changed the life of the family. She's now 11 years old, and the dog alerted the family if Alyssa was going through a seizure. Remember, if you're going through a seizure, family members have to make sure that your airway is open and that you're getting air and able to call you medical help and make sure you're not hurting yourself. Seizures can be very, very scary and very deadly. Now, we don't have enough service dogs. Okay, but we need more. We got kids with autism, epilepsy, other disabilities. According to Four Paws for Ability founder Karen Chirk, it's a nonprofit organization that breeds dogs and trains them to become service dogs. Other similar organizations also train dogs to serve people suffering from seizures, but Four Paws for Ability is among the few ones that accept the challenge of training service dogs for children. Now, most organizations require that the handler is going to be 16 years old, because you still need somebody to control the dog in public places. So Four Paws for Ability trains adult caregivers also, so the child's parents, babysitters, whatever, could control the dog. But it's like $22,000 to breed a service dog. $15,000 has to be raised by the family. This is a great organization. I would like to, you know, at some point help fundraise for service dogs, service animals. But I think it is awesome what we have our animals do. Now, I mean, I go home and I look at my cats and dogs. One cat decided to go pee-pee on the tile. They aren't even going pee-pee anymore on the carpet. They're going pee-pee on the tile, and I really don't know what they're trying to do, but they're trying to send me a message, and I'm really not sure what it is, maybe to clean their potty box. But I don't think my animals could ever be trained for that. But I do use my animals for, is if my husband's out of town and I'm nervous that somebody is kind of breaking into the house or something's going on, my cats act like they hear everything. And so if I think I hear footsteps or I think I hear something, you know, in the middle of my sleep and I wake up and the cats are just sitting there with their, you know, legs open and their bellies in the air and, you know, purring and just kind of sitting there like nothing's going on, then I know I'm good. So I kind of use them as like my alert system. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a mom suing because she says she has a right to die. She has a condition. Let me, I'm having a little bit of issue here with my, here we go. I'm sorry, I have an issue with my computer. Okay, she's a Los Angeles attorney and former LAPD sergeant. And they say she is supposed to die soon because she has lung and brain cancer. She's only 46 years old. She's a single mom. And she was told last month that chemotherapy is no longer an option. She filed a lawsuit last Friday pleading with the state of California to let doctors prescribe her medicine that would end her life before she succumbs to the disease. She goes, I am dying within the next months, and I am going to die painfully. I am asking the courts for intervention to issue an order so that a doctor can legally prescribe a medication so that I don't have to die painfully. And so that every moment before I die, I don't have to spend afraid and worried about the painful manner in which I'm going to die. O'Donnell, quote unquote, O'Donnell is working with Compassion and Choices, a pro-dying with dignity organization, on the lawsuit. Compassion and Choices famously worked with Brittany Maynard, a right to die advocate who moved to Oregon in order to end her life. So she has a video out there that Compassion and Choices released, and she explains, you know, she says, the most likely way I'm going to die with lung cancer is that my left lung will fill fluid, and I'll start drowning my own fluid. If I go to a hospital, they'll very painfully put a tube in, they'll drain the fluid from my lung, only to patch me up, send me home, and wait until the next time my lung fills up with fluid, she says, and they'll continue to repeat the process and drowning painfully until I die. This is a very, very, difficult topic for a lot of doctors and people to talk about and listen to because, you know, I've seen people die and I've seen people have chronic conditions and what they go through is miserable. And I don't want to use the word torture because doctors are doing their best to ease the path. And thank God for hospice centers out there and the nurses and the people, that the caretakers, you know, and people doing their best to make people comfortable. But unfortunately, we see people pass painfully. We also see people pass semi-peacefully. My mother-in-law had a cancer that didn't hurt, and then she became septic, became unconscious because of the sepsis, and then died while she was unconscious. But not everybody has that path, unfortunately, for their last days, weeks, months, even years. And so the concept of, do people have the right to kill themselves? It's going to be a constitutional one, as the Supreme Court's gonna probably have to weigh in on this. But, you know, I, as a doctor, I'm not sure how I would do that if the state mandated I do. I know there are some places people could go to. Unfortunately, this one patient had to, this other patient had to travel to Oregon. But, it may seem, you know, on one end, it may seem simple. This is ridiculous. If somebody wants to be prescribed medicine so that they could die away, you know, die peacefully, what's the big deal? Why is there a hold up in court? Well, you have the other flip side where if it is law and it is legal, are there going to be certain practitioners that have to do it if they don't want to? Are there going to be certain mistakes that happen where the person doesn't die but goes into a stroke or has other sorts of complications and it doesn't work? And so euthanasia is not a perfected art in the medical community. So now if we have legal, the word was just on the tip of my tongue, precedents for, all right, we're passing law, doctors should be able to do this. If you don't know how to do it, you get it to a doctor that does. Then what's the liability if the patient doesn't die? The patient takes the medicine, they fall into a coma, they don't officially die, but then they have brain damage. All right, so they're still alive, brain damage. Now what do we do? How do we euthanize them then? So you see, it's not that simple. And then, does the doctor get sued because he didn't kill them right the first time? What's the family supposed to do if it doesn't work? And the it's a very, very tough topic. You would think it would be easy. You would think it would be. And, you know, some of you have said, well, why doesn't somebody just kill themselves the old-fashioned way? No, this isn't about killing yourself. This is about taking away the pain and trying to transcend to the next life or the next world as easily as possible without damaging your organs or blowing, you know, your brains out, etc. This isn't something that I think the medical community is ready for, but patients are ready for this. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know how this would work, even if the state says, okay, fine, you doctors can do it, go ahead. Well, then what? Okay, and yes, maybe there is a protocol, and I'm, you know, there is. There's medicines and ways to do it, but it could open up a whole worm of other issues. So my suggestion is that anybody that's at this stage where they are in and out of the hospital going through very, very miserable trials and tribulations when they're not getting better and the cancer has been deemed terminal and worsening, that we find ways to make them as comfortable as possible until this issue gets figured out. Unfortunately, she's a 46-year-old mom. She's young. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The FDA has found problems in another ice cream plant, this time Ohio-based Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. Government investigation found there was inadequate testing and cleaning in its Columbus plant before Listeria was found in some of its ice cream pints. The ice cream company recalled all of its products last month. There are no illnesses connected to the recall, but they are making ice cream again, reopening shops Friday after going through intense cleaning. The FDA released the results of its investigation into the plant on Thursday after a Freedom of Information request from the AP. The Associated Press. The report says Jenny's managers did not have adequate sampling and testing program and were not sufficiently sanitizing some surfaces, including the floors. The report also details residue being found on some equipment. Oh, man. I mean, you know, scary, scary stuff. Listeria, by the way, could cause miscarriage, stillbirth, premature labor, illness, fever, muscle aches, GI symptoms can even be fatal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Irritable bowel. More than 25 million people in the U.S. suffer from irritable bowel. Now, irritable bowel is where you get diarrhea and bloating and gas and alternating constipation and cramping. No conclusive test. But Mark Pimentel from Cedars of Sinai Medical Center of L.A. has been successful at developing a couple of blood tests that will help depict the true picture. Okay? These tests will assess antibodies in the patient's blood. Okay? Apparently, a lot of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, was triggered by a bacterial toxin. So the toxin makes the patient's immune system attack the intestinal tract in an attempt to rid the body of the disease, even though the toxin may no longer be present. So if they could pick up this toxin, then they could tell that somebody may be having issues from irritable bowel as opposed to other things. Here's the problem with irritable bowel. We talked about it a lot. Irritable bowel symptoms can mimic a whole variety of illnesses. So, for example, you may have food poisoning. Okay, so you may have food poisoning, and that could possibly give you an issue. Okay, got it. All right, you could have, you know, diarrhea, vomiting, bloating. But then on the flip side, you could have colon cancer or ovarian cancer, and that could cause bloating and nausea and vomiting. So what ends up happening is we go back and forth, and we're like, as a diagnosis of exclusion, you know what, it's probably irritable bowel. Still, you got to make sure you get thoroughly checked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You got to hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.